This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
As the globalists worldwide persecute, prosecute, harass, and discriminate against patriots, Christians, producers, folks that play by the rules, more and more people are just going to start breaking the law. Crank it up. So I might as well to put some action in my life.
Break the law.
But when tyranny is the law, breaking the law is duty.
Break the law.
But if you're going to break the tyrant's law, you better break it good. Better go for broke. You don't know what it's like. If you did, you'd be doing the same thing too. Alright, thank you for joining us. We ought to do the version that Rob Duke put together coming out of the next segment. In fact, let's do that. Let's come in with Breaking the Law straight ahead. You know, they are basically breaking the law every day, giving kids forced inoculations across this country at public schools and then just covering it up. They're breaking the law, ordering the police to have different enforcement policies that are interpretations of law that are clearly not correct, that throw people in jail for their speech. We have every day I see articles where people building a small barn on their own family property are being arrested. We see the federal government creating all these local federalized bureaus and their Strong Cities Initiative putting us under UN control, and the Attorney General saying, we'll arrest you for your speech if you criticize Islamicists. That's directly out of the Strong Cities Initiative, and it's what they said they do. It's the Southern Poverty Law Center, the UN, and the ADL that are the most America-hating, lying, filthy organizations you could ever imagine, involved in just unbelievable garbage, the Southern Poverty Law Center specifically, engaged in things that make your head spin. There's a John Wolftonson story, Strong Cities Network, Trilateral CFR, Rothschild Connections. Yeah, it's the UN. You know, I had Paul Craig Roberts on, who I respect and is really smart. But I was saying, you know, they're announcing that we're going to be under UN regulations. And he goes, oh, the UN doesn't run anything. It works for the big globalists. And I was like, yeah, I know that, Dr. Roberts. But they create the IMF, the World Bank, the Ex-Im Bank, the TPP, the WTO, and then they transfer the regulatory power to them and then pivot back and forth between the federal and the outside above the law command base they've built, and then come back with regulations that they then write laws to conform with. So that's how they get us in a vice. And you read this stuff by the Justice Department, and it says, we'll go after people's free speech under UN rules. Well, the EU does that. They're banning reporting Islamic rape. They're arresting members of parliament that criticize radical Islam mildly. They're ending free speech in Europe. They tried to shut down a showing of Mark Moreno's new film that he stars in. He'll be joining us in about 25 minutes from now. This is an unprecedented time to be alive. And I know people can't believe they're actually going to put UN control over us. I know people can't believe they're actually announcing world government. But still, when it's all announced, people don't go, wow, Alex, you were right again. I guess you just did more research than we did. It's just still, oh, there's no UN taking over. It's not happening. As it happens, global crime syndicates want their own government. They don't want to have to buy off our government anymore. They want it subservient to what they run. But it's all illegitimate, whether it's run from here or run from The Hague or run from New York City. I mean, they announced last week they're putting the UN, a new UN building or buildings in D.C. to admittedly coordinate the local government and police. The UN.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My fellow patriots, one of the things I'm most proud of is the fact that the InfoWars operation reaches more than 20 million people a week worldwide with the message of liberty, and none of it is funded by major global corporations or by taxpayers. It's funded by free will, listeners and viewers like you who decide to visit InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of some of the most high-quality, revolutionary products available today. And now, until December 18th, 2015, we are extending free shipping on top of huge discounts on cutting-edge nutraceuticals, high-quality non-GMO heirloom seeds, top-of-the-line water filtration systems that remove glyphosate, fluoride, and more. And the list of specials goes on and on. Some discounts are as high as 50% at InfoWarsStore.com on top of free shipping through December 18th at InfoWarsStore and InfoWarsLife.com. And remember, InfoWars is the operation that you built.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is the most transparent administration in history, and you know, I can document how that is the case.
American journalists at a media event have criticized the U.S. administration over transparency issues.
We cover what we are allowed to cover.
Lack of transparency is a huge political advantage.
Information management has become so sophisticated, every administration learns from the previous.
I've got a pen, and I've got a phone.
There are actions I have the legal authority to take as president.
What do you say to someone who believes the president took action to change the law?
We did not change the law. We acted within the law.
What you're not paying attention to is the fact that I just took an action to change the law.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
And Obama says, "Hail Satan, time to break the law." In a big, big way. The Supreme Court, AFP, Associated Press, Reuters, here's the headline. U.S. Supreme Court gives nod to assault weapons ban. U.S. Supreme Court supports assault weapons ban. U.S. Supreme Court hands big victory to anti-assault weapons movement. Says local governments can ban and register your guns down to single shot. That's all you can have. We told you the main assault's coming. Get ready. Enemy assault's coming in on the radar. Now we're getting hit. Get ready for the next flood. You want to see the takedown of America firsthand? A lot of you globalists, a lot of you minions, a lot of you people think it's cute, think you're on the winning team. You just wait till this country's gone. You wait till they take your welfare away and all your free goodies. Because once the tyranny's in place, all the chicken feed is going to be taken away. All the hog slop's going to be taken away. Because then it's time to render you down, slaves. And I'm talking to new listeners that think this is all funny. New story up on Infowars.com. We can show you our Twitter feed at Real Alex Jones. Democrats now called for killing Donald Trump. And if you go to Real Alex Jones on Twitter, here, I'll punch it up, you can see that's what they're calling for. Just go ahead and scroll down, and you see Paul Watson's latest article right there. Keep going down. There it is. Kill Trump. Liberals react to Republican frontrunners' comments on Muslim immigration. You can click on the story right there. We're going to play some of those clips coming up for folks. Users flood Twitter with call for Trump's assassination. I'm going to tweet that back out at Trump, and I'm going to take the one-minute analysis that Rob Dew did. We, you know, during the breaks, during the ads, have little minute-long vignettes on news and breaking info, something nobody else does. We just do game-changer-type stuff that I come up with, and some of the even better ones that we take and put video over. We're going to take that one where we show the FBI, ICE admitting we should stop all this immigration until we've got a vetting process in, or we're not going to be knowing who these people are, and we could be hit by terrorists. In fact, we predict it will be. These are quotes in Congress. In fact, we've got to do a longer version and actually add the quotes, not just show the articles. And then Trump says, okay, because they're not being vetted, ban all Muslims, new Muslims, from coming in. That's actually not a radical statement. What's radical is bringing people in unvetted from war zones like Syria. These are jihad pilgrims that were unable to take over Syria and murder every Christian and Shiite they got their crazy hands on. You got these fruitcakes like Melissa Harris-Perry on TV saying, don't show Malik, the jihad princess, who ran the attack killing 14 people reportedly, in her hijab, in her head covering, because that stereotypes Muslims. That's what they wear, lady. It's like saying, don't show George Washington a tri-cornered hat. That's what he wore. Like, let's go to that clip. Here it is.
And then all of a sudden we find out they're Muslim. Bam, gun violence is out of the question. We start talking about terrorism. And I'm extremely disturbed. I mean, I looked at the New York Times cover today. Mm-hmm. Here you have a whole op-ed on gun control. Great. Right next to it is pictures from the apartment of things that I have in my house.
Yes.
Like, these are things that all Muslims have in their house. There's nothing about that that tells you a story about what terrorism looks like. So you're telling me that when my friends who are not Muslim come into my home and see a Quran or see frames on the wall with a scripture from my religion, is that supposed to tell you something? I mean, it's absolutely outrageous. We would never do that to anyone, and we didn't do that to Deer. Yep. We didn't do that to Roof. I'm tired of the double standards of how we treat Muslims.
I mean,
they are the perpetrators.
That image, and then also right next to it, an image of the shooting suspect there in hijab, and that idea that, like, okay, this is what terrorism looks like. For me, that is a difference, and it is a material and meaningful difference.
I love this pea brain, this academic leader, Melissa Harris-Perry, up there lisping with all her jewels on and her finery and her hair and just, oh, I love it. I love anything foreign, anything oppressive. Oh, yeah. What if I could be in a slave dungeon? Oh, yeah. I mean, this is what she'd really be saying if she was agreeing with reality. But she's up there acting like it's bad to show Muslim women wearing their headdresses, wearing their burqas. And then she's on the TV with a woman wearing one. And then we're supposed to then follow whatever they say or whatever they do. Now, here is Donald Trump. The Associated Press has it clipped down. In the full speech, which they've now got transcripts of, they've been caught taking out of context, he said they're not vetting him, they're not checking him, they're letting him in. The FBI admits this, and until that's been fixed, until we can verify who these people are, it's now time, as I've tweeted, and then he goes over the tweet, to ban all Muslims coming into the country, which means coming in who aren't Americans, aren't citizens. That just goes to say that. Coming in means new. They spin it to go, he wants to deport all Muslims. He wants to... Well, I tell you, that's kind of where this is going when they launch the real jihad. They bring in hundreds of thousands more. There will be more attacks in this country. And you're not going to be able to spin it over and over again as you keep bringing in the very people that attack. And then all the reasonable Muslims that came here mainly to get away from the Wahhabist tyranny are going to get the blame. And again, I've got it in the news. Literally 99%+ of the immigrants, out of 200+, on average, they have one Christian. That's in the news today. That's over 99% are Islamicists. That's 200+% are. And then he says, we got people under attack. We got to bring them in. You don't bring the Christians or Shiites in. You bring in the people that got their butts kicked. Your jihad army. He said, come to daddy. You can blow some stuff up and shoot some people here. And we'll declare martial law like they did in Europe. And our public's so dumb they'll never figure it out. Come here. You want some milk of the taxpayer? Then Obama unbuttons his jacket and opens his shirt up and goes, you want some milk, Al-Qaeda? Let me shove some taxpayer money in your fat little cheeks. Thank you, Lord Obama. We don't even have to pay for the women now. How much for your daughter, eh? We got to me. And people go, oh, that's stereotypical. It's stereotypical about some of the bad areas of the Middle East run by Wahhabists because that's what they do. It's like in Lawrence of Arabia, the Turks raping. That's what they do. That's the thing. Just you go to Turkish jail, you're going to get raped by the jail guards. 9 times out of 10. Yeah, all these fancy pants, liberal women fly over to Saudi Arabia with some rich sheik, and 20 years later they're locked up in a dungeon in a sex slave camp. You know, they have stereotypes of harems of captured women because that's what they do. See, it's not a stereotype. Just like there's a stereotype of folks in South Texas riding around on horses and living in ranch houses, that's because that's what they do. There's a stereotype, you mess with them, you're going to get your teeth kicked in. That's because that's what they do. See how that works, too. See, stereotypes are real. Crazy, aggressive Texans. Yeah, that's right. That only get angry and start going crazy when you mess with them. Yeah, that stereotype's true, isn't it? Stereotypes just keep on being true over and over again, don't they? You think you're the only crazy ones in the New World Order? You've only awakened the sleeping giant, you trash, you filthy scum. We see your god-awful plan. I want to play the Trump clip, but I'm so angry I can hardly breathe right now. I'm just ready to roar, folks. I'm afraid to run around in circles. So angry. Let's show some of my tweets that I want you to retweet that are at Real Alex Jones right now. Let's go to them. Media is misquoting real Donald Trump, full speech. He said, ban new Muslims until they're vetted. More lies from horror media. That's an Alex Jones quote. Real Donald Trump is right about barring foreign Muslims until they are all vetted. Infowars.com. Retweet that at Trump. He needs to defend himself that way. I don't care if he retweets us. He needs to point that out. Because they are spinning this. He now wants to deport Muslims. You know who I want to deport? Let's say we brought in 100,000 North Koreans and never vetted them, and most of them came here believing Kim Jong-un was still wonderful and Kim Jong-il was wonderful and that he actually makes the birds sing and all the rest of it like they teach in North Korea. And then a few of them started blowing stuff up and shooting people, and the government wanted to bring more of them in. I'd say, you know what? If we don't get loyalty pledges like citizens are supposed to do and other statements from these North Koreans, get them out of here. And maybe we shouldn't bring any more North Koreans in here. Same deal. They're from a whacked-out, crazy area under cult-level programming. Don't bring these people in. It's kind of like don't let the Marilyn Manson family, Manson family, not Marilyn Manson. Don't let the Manson family killers out of jail because they're still saying that they did the right thing and they're proud of it, some of them. What if there was a country full of Marilyn, full of whatever that idiot's name? What was Charles Manson? Charles Manson. a country full of Charles Mansons pledging allegiance to Charles Manson who want to come here and kill us. Do we bring them in here? No, no, no. We're going to come back with Trump and more straight ahead, but I'm telling you, this is it. And I just like Trump being bold, because to get attention to the issues, he has to be bold. And he's absolutely right. I can't go to Saudi Arabia and preach the gospel. I'll have my head chopped off. I don't want anybody who doesn't decry that brought here. Period. It isn't compatible.
Ho, ho, ho. Katie is ready for the holiday season. Get your gift certificates now. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com for our best Christmas deals. Come and take it.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Get up, stand up, escape from the prison planet. Get up, each act, escape from the prison planet.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on.
There you go.
A poll from Center for Security Policy released data showing 25% of those polled agreed that violence against Americans, these are people that are here, by the way, people are here, 25, not 1%. By the way, 1% would be unacceptable. 1% is unacceptable.
That's right.
25% of those polled agreed that violence against Americans here in the United States is justified as part, think of that, as part of the global jihad. Until we are able to determine and understand this problem and the dangerous threat it poses, our country cannot be the victim of horrendous attacks by people that believe only in jihad.
Now, there is basically in context from different pieces of the speech what he said. They're not being vetted. We don't know what's going on. They're coming out of jihad areas. 25% national polls say they support ISIS. If you had 1% out of millions coming into Europe and the United States, that's thousands of jihadis. This is crazy. America's never done stuff like this. So they make it a debate about Muslims or not when these are groups of people out murdering Muslims. These are Sunni Shiites. War going on. These are Wahhabist Sunnis that hate Shiites, Christians, and others. And traditionally, it's Shiite areas like Iran, Syria, and others where they let Christians live in peace. And I'm not saying they're perfect either. But these two groups are killing each other. It's a civil war. We don't want to be in the middle of it. It's crazy. And then they take it out of context and say, he wants to deport all Muslims. He wants a religious test, blah, blah, blah. Kill Trump. Liberals react to Republican frontrunners' comments on Muslim immigration. Little inside baseball, about a week and a half ago, Trump himself said, yeah, I want to be interviewed on the Alex Jones Show. I want to do it. And they were like, yeah, you can do it at Trump Tower. We're going to be in town next week. Or you can do it via Skype or phone or whatever you want. And I said, okay, I'll come up there and do it in person. And then the Secret Service said, no. Now, Alex Jones can come. I mean, I have the emails. Alex Jones can come. We know who he is. But he might hire a local group, and we don't have time to vet him that day. No, I was going to bring my crew. And we're like, well, here, we'll run our crew through your system. Oh, no, no, just don't come. And Trump could have made him let me come. I just said, fine, we'll do Skype. But that shows how crazy this has gotten. Can you imagine the death threats Trump's getting, and then meanwhile, they're worried about my crew? Oh, yeah, they're going to, like, pull lightsabers out and get him. Kill Trump. Liberals react to Republican frontrunners' comments on Muslim immigration. Users flood Twitter with call for Trump's assassination. I'll tell you this, though. The Secret Service believes he's going to win, and they believe he is the frontrunner and the lead of the presidential. That is from the Secret Service. I'm just going to leave it at that. That's why they've got a security lockdown so hard. But he's not just the frontrunner of the Republicans. They believe that they're... They believe they've got one of the biggest targets they've ever had for assassination. And they have got basically him surrounded right now. I'm just going to leave it at that. But that's just some of the crazy inside baseball here. Briefly, we have free shipping on all InfoWarsStore.com orders until the 18th. And Deep Cleanse, one of our best-selling products with the zeolites, the organic Himalayan Shilajit, that's just thousands of concentrated herbs and other plant compounds over hundreds of thousands of years. This is one of the most sought-after compounds. It's one of the big ingredients in Deep Cleanse. It is back in stock, 17% off. We are discounting it for the first time. This is the fourth time in a year we've had it in stock. What a great gift. A couple of this drops of this, a couple dropperfuls under the tongue every day or in your iced tea or whatever. Simply amazing what it's done for me and my family. The five-star reviews that you'll read at InfoWarsLife.com tell it all. There's also a lot of other new items we've added today at InfoWarsStore.com that I'll tell you more about as the broadcast goes on. We've got discounts on G-Shock watches that are some of the best tactical watches. We will sell out by tomorrow on the InfoWars Premium Power Pack. That is a very popular item. And we do obviously have other T-shirts like Hillary for Prison that we stopped selling this December and more at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. And we've got two high-quality, non-GMO, high-mountain, super-quality, Southern Mexico-grown Chiapas coffee and you buy two bags at the discounted price, one for yourself, one as a gift, get a free InfoWars coffee cup to also give us a gift. So do your shopping. Don't fight the traffic. InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar. A total win-win.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's One World, W-H-E-Y.com.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Answers? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're getting Mark Moreno on from Paris, France, where they're trying to censoring. But first off, we've got Donald Trump on MSNBC with the morning neocon arguing with him. It's pretty incendiary. Here it is.
You believe that we need members of the Muslim American community, of the Muslim community around the world, to help fight the war on terror, and perhaps that this is incredibly counterproductive.
No, I think it's something that has to be done. I think it's a temporary move. I'm not looking at this long term. I'm looking at a temporary. We have to get our hands around a very serious problem. Look at what happened in Paris, the horrible carnage. And frankly, Mika, if you look at Paris, and I hate to do this because the Commerce Department of Paris the Chamber of Commerce is going to go crazy, but Paris is no longer the same city it was. They have sections in Paris that are radicalized where the police refuse to go there. They're petrified. The police refuse to go in there. We have places in London and other places that are so radicalized that the police are afraid for their own lives. We have to be very smart and very vigilant. We have to find out who gave this guy $28,000, put it in his account. How many other $28,000 checks were made? Are there thousands all over the country? When you say you're afraid, I think you should be afraid. You should be afraid of the other side, not my side. I want to get our hands around a very difficult situation.
All right, Donald. Hold on, Donald. You got to let us ask questions. You can't just talk. No, you got to let us ask questions. You're just talking.
We're going to play more as soon as we've talked to Mark Moreno on this. But the headline here is Donald Trump warns of sleeper cells. So you see how the media spun this. If you go to the full speech, he says, until they vet him, until they background check him, until they stop, you know, pledging allegiance to ISIS, we cannot have any of these new groups come in until we've done this. It's a temporary thing. They then turn it into deport the Muslims, kick all the Muslims out, don't let Muslims in. Donald Trump doesn't want to fight radical terror. Our government has been funding these groups. Our government is what's bringing them in. Okay, so obviously the first thing you do is you stop bringing the, quote, refugees in, who are really an invasion force, most of them, of military-age men who aren't from there. 80% or higher are not from Syria. They're almost all Sunnis. They're not Christians. They're not Shiites. They're coming in. They're acting like an invasion force in Europe, running around raping, robbing, killing. And I'm sorry, what Trump is saying is true. It's not radical when you've got an open border and the government bringing these people in and not telling governors where they're going. It is not radical to do this and to say this. And I tell you what's refreshing about Trump. I saw this last night. I saw it this morning. I saw how they were spinning it. And I thought, we've got to get him out there explaining that what he really said, because I read the full transcript, was that until we get a handle on this, the government's not doing its job. We have to check passports. They have to be real. They can't have come from a terror training camp. They can't have pledged allegiance. And sure enough, that's what he's out doing. Before I even was saying do it. He gets it, and so that's good. But it just gets me so fired up. It gets me so angry to see that we've gotten to this point. All right. Do we have Mark Moreno? Okay, I just don't have audio then on those because I'm not hearing any audio. Just so you know. Now, this garbage makes me so angry at this point, the way they attack common sense, the way they demonize common sense, and then all of us are supposed to watch what we say or not say anything as common sense because they'll take it out of context. That's what they do. They say on MSNBC and CNN and Vanity Fair and the New York Times that I say Obama sent a tornado 3 years ago to attack Oklahoma City. There's no clip of me saying it because I didn't. A woman called in and said they have weather weapons on the History Channel and on the Weather Channel. They admit they have them. Could this be a weather weapon? And I said, no, probably not. But can they create tornado fronts? Yes. That turns into I said he sent a tornado. They go on TV and they say that just all forms of lies, that we didn't go to the moon. I never said that. They say that I say George Bush and the fire department put bombs in the World Trade Centers. I never said that. I said our government, bare minimum, covered up for Saudi Arabia and 9/11, and now that's been basically declassified. This is how they misrepresent. They go on the news and they say Donald Trump wants $5 million to go on CNN debate for himself. He's greedy. You go read what he actually said. He said, I want $5 million donated to Wounded Warrior Program. This is the type of garbage they engage in, and I'm sick of it. Now, joining us is Mark Moreno of ClimateDepot.com, and he's one of the leading folks out there. He, of course, advised Senator Inhofe in Congress for many years, works with Lord Monckton. They have had to have protesters come out and try to shut down the showing of a new powerful film that he's in. They're pushing open world government where they themselves are scripted, cast as the saviors. and they've got wanted posters up around the city for Moreno. They're calling for a speech to be banned. The EU is trying to pass a law, as well as this new UN conference, to arrest Moreno, Lord Monckton, and others. Seriously. That's now in U.S. newspapers. They have criminal investigations going on in New York State right now of climate deniers. So this is the mind control. ClimateDepot.com. Appreciate Mark Moreno joining us on this situation. But before we get into the climate and all the rest of it and world government, separately, what do you think of what's happening with Trump and the 2016 election? I mean, I don't really even know your view on that, but I'd like to know about this firestorm where they take things out of context to deceive people.
Well, I will say this, that Donald Trump deserves the Republican nomination for no other reason than he has shown Republicans how to handle the mainstream media. Whether he's talking about Obama's birth certificate a few years ago, or every other issue from immigration to building a wall to terrorism, he handles almost every single media interview. He knows how to turn the tables. He knows how to put the reporters on defensive. The man is the most amazing political candidate I have ever seen, especially as a media person. And for that reason alone, that's why I say he deserves the nomination just for that, so he can teach other Republicans how to handle the media. No one even comes close.
The way he slaps them around, the way they took over that CNBC debate and made them a laughing stock. He is popping the facade. He is the Toto, finally pulling back the curtain on the little man.
Yeah, and the fact that he is beholden to no one, and he's independently wealthy running for president, is going to be very hard to overcome. I mean, I think he's cruising to the nomination unless somehow the establishment GOP finds some way to derail him, or they come up with some kind of scandal. The only thing I can think of is a scandal that would derail him, unless someone like Ted Cruz just really catches fire and comes on. But I don't see that. But we'll see how that goes.
Well, I'm sure you know the inside talk in different camps. Let's leave it at that. Is a Trump Cruz duo with Trump as the lead. But if Cruz surges to the front, it could be Cruz Trump. I don't know if Trump would take a second seat though.
I don't know that Trump would be a good vice president. He would be leading in the news every day. The media would never leave him alone, so I don't know that. Other people say he just wants to be the kingmaker in the end and just be the guy that endorses the next candidate and hold all the cards. Because people say he doesn't actually want the job of president because he wouldn't want to have to deal with all that mess and make all the compromises that some people say are necessary, that he'd rather be
on the
outside.
Well, I've talked to folks that know him well, a bunch of them, and they say he's discovered globalism, the New World Order. He's really informed now. He's really upset, and that he's for real, and that he knows what the stakes are, and he really does want to be president. He's 100% committed.
Okay, yeah, well, if he keeps on this role, I mean, I think he's even matured. Even in some of these debates, people say, oh, well, he's been so quiet, and some of them after. You know, that's a good sign. It shows he doesn't have to dominate every single thing. He says what he needs to, and he's assembling a team, and he knows the fight. And the fight really at this point is battling the media. No Republicans ever really got that. It's incredible. Certainly neither Bush ever got it. Certainly McCain never got it. Certainly Romney never got it. No other Republican nominee has gotten it. Ronald Reagan understood that back in 1980, certainly. But that's about it. I mean, Trump really, really has the mastery of skill that no other modern politician. I mean, he's certainly even better than Ronald Reagan when it comes to debating the media. Reagan never got into those kind of hand-to-hand combat.
And how could the other Republicans not get this when the lapdog media are like frothing pit bulls or piranhas attacking them savagely with total bias? Why do Republicans just grin and always be sweet about it instead of getting in their face?
Well, I don't know. And the worst is people like, I think it was Kasich's campaign that did the ads of all of the alleged outrageous things Trump had said, and they're doing the ads, and they're just feeding into that media frenzy. They want to be recognized. They're still seeking that media approval. They don't get it, these other candidates.
Well, here's an example, and I want to get into what you're doing, the true new media, what Drudge is doing, what others are doing, your film, what's happening with this big climate conference. But I do Facebook mentions. The average video now gets like 800,000 views. I mean, it's just, I did like three or four this weekend. They all got over 500,000 views. One had like 1.3 million. I do YouTubes and get 4 million a day now. The terrestrial show, 3 million terrestrial listeners. I mean, conservatively, it's 20 million this year a week listen. It's going to be 30 million another year at current growth rates. And then I tune into CNN with an average 300,000 viewers. They think they're God and they're nothing. And they laugh at us like we're nothing when we're already hugely bigger than them. I mean, you talk about emperor's new clothes, Mark.
Yeah, it's a difference between going on, you know, whether it's Fox News or CNN. CNN has, like, you know, the most laughably low numbers, and yet it still has unbelievable prestige inside the Beltway. People are still living in 1990 where they think CNN has a monopoly. The political class, both Republican and Democrat, still treat that as though it's the end-all, be-all for television. And they don't get it yet. And that's where I think Donald Trump is hopefully, whether he wins or loses at this point, he's having a revolutionary effect. I mean, this is the way you do a campaign. You say what you mean and mean what you say. And when the media comes after you, you don't back down. You don't be a Marco Rubio deer in the headlights, which he does so well. You do a Donald Trump. And I think that, you know, that's why I think he's going to cruise the nomination.
Sure. I mean, they called my famous, it was the number one news debate of the year in 2013 in major polls, the situation with Piers Morgan. Well, his ratings began to trail out after that. He fell apart. I screamed at him and said, this is all fake. It's all facade. You're here to take our guns. I'm not playing the game with you. If you try it, a new revolution will start. It's just calling them out as frauds. And then, of course, a year later, they admitted I destroyed him. At first, they declared victory. No, he was literally bleeding out politically on the floor in front of us.
Yeah. I remember that was great. And yeah, he didn't last that long at all. And I think that you're right. They declare victory immediately because they think if you're outspoken and you're strong, that somehow you've messed up because they're used to that weak-kneed, mealy-mouthed Republican that capitulates on everything. And they just can't handle when someone comes out and says, tells it like it is. And I think that's why they're just so confused. And how many times have they declared Trump dead in the water, just like they declared, you know, that you had lost that debate? They declared Trump dead almost every time he makes a statement.
They declare that you've been discredited. They declare you've been discredited and need to be arrested all over the world news when all you do is your credibility is mounting. Let's talk about the new film. Let's talk about Paris now. Let's talk about Climate Depot and exactly what we're facing with this new climate conference.
Well, yeah, first of all, I woke up yesterday here in Paris to signs all over the streets with my face on it because I'm doing my movie premiere here. I did the movie premiere last night for the film Climate Hustle. It's at climatehustle.com and Climate Depot. I'm doing all the coverage. And what happened was there's a local environmental, some French environmental group I'd never heard of, put out these signs. And now they had wanted, and they said, for criminal du climat, which means I'm a climate criminal. And they're trying to just say it's exposing me. But at the same time, this is a city that just had terror attacks. I came from a country that has Senator Whitehouse of Rhode Island calling for RICO investigations. In the film that I premiered last night in here at the 100-year-old theater in Paris, we feature Robert F. Kennedy Jr. calling for jailing skeptics, saying that we deserve 3 males in a cot at The Hague with other war criminals for international tribunal. We have the United Nations this week calling for reparations for climate misery. We have lined up developing world nations demanding cash from the developing world. And basically, we're allegedly racist and against poor people if we don't hand over the money. Meanwhile, the global warming skeptics here are the ones trying to promote energy that will actually give the developing world a chance and remove over 1.1 billion people out of poverty to have real energy, not solar panel and huts made of dung. So the intimidation factor is huge. I was joking that I would have to go in a secure, undisclosed location or have a stunt double walk the red carpet. But no, we actually walked the red carpet, and we, not invited, but our event attracted a lot of protesters, so much that the theater had to call the police. And I just sent your producer, I hope he gets it up, a video of the police arriving. We had drunk protesters there. They were trying to shove some of our people. They were getting physical, and they were doing all sorts of silly stunts. They had signs calling us scum. And we had PhD scientists that were, you know, award-winning scientists walking the red carpet having to deal with all of this, you know, protester nonsense here for the premiere.
Well, it shows how anti-free speech they are, where they arrest Le Pen, who's leading in presidential polls and whose party is sweeping the country with many other members of her family in politics as well. And they actually, she's facing a year in prison for saying that the Islamic radical invasion is dangerous.
Yeah, it's all about free speech. In fact, the idea that if you stand up now, and this is, you know, in the Obama administration, the department had actually said, we have no deniers in our agency. Now, if you work for a federal agency and the chief head of your agency says that, that's a chilling effect. You would never do anything to go against the alleged United Nations Al Gore consensus. Same in the universities now. Same in politics to a large degree. You can't dissent on this issue, or you are ridiculed, you're mocked, you're attacked, your funding is questioned, your ethics are questioned. And that's the whole idea. Now, a lot of scientists that are speaking out are retired. They don't care. But imagine the effect this is having on the 30, 40-year-old scientists who have their whole career trying to get tenure. There's no way you're going to speak out on this issue when you know your academic career would end overnight.
Mark Moreno of ClimateDepot.com is our guest. I mean, clearly there's the whole point. They're trying to restrict our free speech. They're trying to pass some new agency at this UN conference that will then restrict our free speech and prosecute us as war criminals. I mean, the truth is this is classical tyranny, but the science is proving they're wrong. Now they call it climate change, not warming. What's the latest on that front on their conference itself?
Well, right now, you know, we're going to probably about 3-4 more days, maybe even 5 days, the way they do these. And they are going for the full Monty on this meeting. This is the first time in 6 years that they are trying to get everything wrapped up. And President Obama, now what's scary about this is President Obama has surpassed Lyndon Baines Johnson in terms of his ability to transform America. He's rivaling FDR at this point, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He is already passed global warming domestic legislation by bypassing Congress through executive order through the EPA. Now he wants this UN treaty without having Senate ratification, a complete violation of the provisions in the Constitution. What he's trying to claim is because, thank you, George H.W. Bush, the first George Bush, signed the Rio Earth Summit Treaty, which began this whole mess. A Republican president, Republican senators helped ratify it back in 1992. President Obama is claiming that this will merely be an update to that existing treaty. Now, legal scholars have looked at that and said, no way. You can't have a new treaty with new commitments and a whole new framework and say it's part of an existing treaty, merely an update. But he'll probably get away with it. Why? Because he gets away with everything and Republicans don't fight him. So that's what's going to happen here.
Because they're bullied by the toothless whore media that has no power and is discredited scum.
Yes. So after this week, it's very possible America is saddled with EPA climate domestic legislation, with legislation, executive order, which has already shut down hundreds of coal plants, which is now going after our other sources of energy, oil and gas. And now, on top of that, we're going to be adding an international agreement that's completely unconstitutional, that he's not going to seek Senate ratification for, and we're going to be double dose. Now, here's the problem. Much like Obamacare, and go back to Social Security, you have Social Security, Medicare, think of the Department of Energy. Every time the federal government expands in America, Republicans always say, oh, we oppose this, we're going to roll it back, and they campaign on it. How many Republicans have campaigned on getting rid of the Department of Energy?
All of them.
Never happened, probably never will happen. Well, how many have campaigned on repealing Obamacare? It'd be a miracle at this point if it happens. It's becoming implemented. The same thing now. Even those skeptics. Alex, we won every battle. We just stopped the Kyoto Protocol back in the 90s. We stopped cap and trade. We stopped carbon taxes. Gallup polling says there's no more concern about global warming now in 2015 in America than there was in 1989. Global warming dead last among environmentalists.
We're winning the battles, but losing the war.
Yes. I'm trying to tell you that the American people are with us, but it doesn't matter because Obama bypassed democracy, executive order. We're getting global warming legislation and laws and regulations, even though no one wants them, because he's cunning and he's strong and the Republicans don't want to fight it.
Let's expand on that. It came out from last week's OPEC meeting in mainstream news. I couldn't believe I read a story at CNN that was like 5 pages long that admitted the truth that Saudi Arabia and the U.S. government are the main ones driving down oil prices to almost nothing, and they admitted to bankrupt Russia and U.S. oil producers, and that big oil was teamed up with Saudi Arabia to create a monopoly out of this and then massively jack up prices to $5, $6, $7 a gallon down the road, but not until everybody's bankrupted except for Saudi Arabia. Showing how, again, Saudi Arabia admits they fund a lot of the global warming garbage to shut down U.S. coal and U.S. oil production. And then you tell the average liberal this, they just laugh at you, even though it's an admitted fact that most of big oil is actually behind all this because they want to create artificial scarcity. This is so sick. So they keep it up way high to rip us off. Then they dive it down below what it should be to bankrupt their enemies so they can super screw job us in a couple years.
Yeah, I mean, OPEC has a long history, and the whole idea of the oil price industry is like that. So, yeah, anyone, just look at the past decades going back at least since the energy crisis in the 1970s. And that is just one part of the problem. But the other part here is our energy choices now, that they're transferring all of our anything remaining democratic voices we have to an elite group of world leaders who are going to be deciding our energy economic choices, and they're going to be doing it through central planning. They openly speak of, and this is their words, not mine, global governance. We had Al Gore recently talk about fertility management is needed in Africa because Africa is projected to have skyrocketing population. Now, Al Gore is a white, wealthy Westerner saying that we need fertility management of people of color in Africa. Now, if a conservative had said, a white conservative had said, we need less Africans in the world, do you think he would be called the R word or not? Would he be called a racist? Al Gore says it at a Bill Gates event, and no one even yawns.
That's a good point. And expanding on that, if you go back to the World Commission on Population 59, they said if we industrialize Africa and Asia and Latin America, they won't have too big a population. But we don't want to do that because that'll make them politically independent. So they keep them from industrializing. Their numbers explode. They're poor. Then they want to come here, and the leftists can take the ones that they want, bring them in and make them their political zombies, while then trying to wipe out and kill the overbloom now in 2016. I mean, that's a sick plan.
Well, here's the thing. The developing world, and people, and I get this all the time from the liberal global warming activists, why are the developing world, they want a UN treaty. Aren't they worried if they were really going to harm their people, why would they want? They want a treaty. Because the United Nations is promising $1 trillion, $100 billion a year in what they openly call, the UN has called it, they will redistribute wealth by climate policy.
But 5 years ago, you got the secret document proving it actually basically doubled their taxes, and it's a screw job.
Right, and so they want to redistribute it. So the idea that all these African nations, South American nations, they come here because they're demanding money, not the people, but the leaders. And we're talking about massive tens of billions of dollars, hundreds of billions to all these countries that are then going to be able to build giant monuments to themselves and new
countries. It's money for the UN to colonize the world. They didn't get rid of colonialism.
It's called bureaucratic capture. They're going to be able to use that money to then buy votes and organize and ensure their reelection, doing nothing for the people. The people will continue to have no running water, sure, no electricity, massive poverty, high infant mortality. But they'll be now a part of a UN treaty that's funneling money to a corrupt government. That's their solution.
Incredible.
Instead of allowing actual energy development and these countries to determine their own fate.
Mark Moreno, you are hitting it on every point here. How do we get the word out to the controlled left and the conservatives that these aren't environmental wackos? They're taking the world over. They know what they're doing. I mean, Limbaugh listens to every word you say. He calls them crazy wackos. Yeah, their supporters are, but at the top, it's a giant criminal racket. It is crony capitalism or bureaucratic colonialism selectively destroying the free market with inside groups of the UN colonizing the world with their select system where they're above the law.
In our film Climate Hustle, we actually have the phrase climate monarchy is what they want to establish, and that's exactly what it is. I went and visited Versailles here, Louis XIV. You had a system. You have the masses, and we don't usually think of ourselves as the masses, but that's what it is. And this is where you see this with Al Gore, Leonardo DiCaprio, the head of the UN. They live at 30,000 feet, and they live lavish lifestyles, but yet they want to impose draconian restrictions on everyone else. They want to choose how everyone else lives, but they would never give up anything in their own life. Al Gore actually had a blast on the screen in the Academy Awards. Use city transit as one of the things you could do to fight global warming. When was the last time Al Gore was on a city bus?
They are the classic wicked rich that stole it. They're not the free market that made it. Stay there, Mark. Five more minutes. We've got to go to break. 70 seconds. He's in Paris right now where they're taking all our freedoms, folks, and they want to arrest him. I mean, these people are pure evil. Stay with us.
GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.